this. Okay, guys. So this chabur is sponsored by... Perfect. Morning, guys. This chabur is sponsored by Josh Greenstein in honor of his mother's yard site, who's actually tonight, Esther Rivka Basira Chmiel Yehuda. And Neshama Shravuya, I would imagine, based on Josh, I'm sure she was a special woman. And this chabur should be an Eloi for her Nishma. So Josh cannot be here because he's doing hospital rotations and stuff. So he told me, otherwise he would have been here, but it's sponsored in honor, by him in honor of his mother. Ah, okay, so this chabura is Zayin Amud Beis, which gets a bit of a technical chabura, but like I think it comes out, this like what a chabura I want to highlight in this chabura, sometimes like two, three lines of like technical gemara can actually be a real Yisodas Dika Machlokas amongst Rishonim, and actually a pretty big fundamental Machlokas about concepts, which I didn't really take it to that last step. We're going to get to that last, like, to the last step, but we're not going to really give a full hesber. But there's, I guess this is like the room to say a massive shtickle Torah, and I'll leave it open to you guys at the end, and like you can think about it, and we'll show you how like really a technical gemara is a lot to say. So the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph really has an interesting machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about concepts which are probably as foreign to you as they are to me. They're a pretty weird idea of Kisei Hadam. That the Mishnah says a shochet chayav v'of b'yantiv. Chayin v'of, once they're yishechtam, you need to cover up their blood. Not getting into the nuances of that halacha, there's a concept of Kisei Hadam. Okay. So Beis Shammai omrim, yachbar b'dekar v'yichase. On yantiv, you're allowed to shecht on yantiv because that's ochel nefesh, fine. Let's assume that's a given. Once you shecht, Beis Shammai says, or Beis Shammai seems to say, you could just cover it up with a decker, and you could dig it up and cover the blood. Beis Hillel says, lo yishchot, elam kein hayo lo afar muchan mi ba'od yom. Which there's prepared dirt from Erev Yontif, umodim, and they both admit, even Beis Hillel agrees, shem shachat, that if you already did shchita, sheyachbar b'deker v'yichaseh, Shafar Kira Muchanev. I forget the last four words, but he admits that if you already shechted, so then you're allowed to cover up. So there seems to be all you have to know. If you have anything to do with Gemara, we're going to make it bullet points here. Bullet point number one is there's a machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. If you're allowed to shecht ideally on Yontif L'chadchila, or only if you shecht, that's when you're allowed to cover up. I mean, really, you shouldn't shech because you're going to have to come to cover up the dirt and you're not allowed to do that on yantiv. If you shechted, then you're allowed to cover up the dirt. So Beis Shammai, it actually is, Beis Shammai is l'kula in this sugi, according to most Rishonim. I mean, according to the standard text of the Mishnah. That Beis Shammai says you're even allowed to shech l'charchiva, and you're even allowed to cover up l'charchiva, but Beis Hillel says you can't do that. That's bullet point number one.
Is the issue the digging?
So that's what this whole chabur is going to be. Well, what are the issues over here? So I don't know. So let's see. So now the Gemara on Zayin Amud Beis says, we're going to add on, really, there's three more bullet points, but we're only going to say two of them, because only two are relevant, just to make it as simple as possible. So bullet point now number two is that the Gemara says, Amreb Zreka, Amreb Yehuda, the bottom of two lines in Zayin Amud Beis, says, V'chu sheyesh lo deker na'od mi ba'od yom. This whole Gemara is talking about only if there was a spade or whatever, your, what's it called, a pitchfork or whatever, give me a term, a decker is a spade is a good word, okay. So you have a spade, you know, only if, oh, is that what Archie says, spade? Oh, good, I'm a comment art scroll. So if you have a spade stuck in the ground from Yontif, okay? All it literally means is you have a spade stuck in the ground. It doesn't say what else you did with that spade, just says it's stuck in the ground. That is bullet point number two. Thank you. It's going to be very easy because we're going to... I wrote it actually a whole long time. I wrote it out in English. Usually I try to write my yeshiva Hebrew to try to like... I wrote this out in English to make sure that I don't like make it as too confusing. Because we're going to do bullet points here. Bullet point number three is... The Gemara asks, what about the fact that when you dig, you're creating a hole? Creating a hole is a problem on Yontif. Okay. I'm skipping the middle step of the Gemara, if you remember, because that's not relevant for now. If you dig a hole, you're going to be making a hole. A hole is Aser and Yontif. Let's not get into even why. Assume it's a Malacha Daraisa, so it's Aser. Says the Gemara, answers, HaChofer Guma B'Shabes Ve'en Otzarach Elo V'Afra Patra Weha. So bullet point number three is that digging on Yontif seems to be that it's a malacha, but it's a malacha which will only be patur avo aser. What does patur avo aser mean? Patur avo aser means this concept that, like, the oraisa, you didn't violate the malacha, so you're patur mi the oraisa, but avo aser to do it, it's still aser to do it, whether it's the rabbanon, whether it, you won't, whatever that aser is, he's still, you can't ideally do it. So we just established that because of any malacha, digging on Yontif, there is no actual malacha. You'd be pater on any malacha, but avo aser, but it's aser to do it. Okay, so those are three bullet points. I'm going to chazer those three bullet points again, just to make, you may think I'm making you sound dumb, but I'm really not. I'm just saying it for my own clarity, so that we could move on. Bullet point number one is there's a machlokas beis Shammai and beis Hillel. If you're allowed to dig, ideally, if you're allowed to shecht, ideally, on Yontif, because you're going to end up coming to have to cover. So Beis Shammai says, yeah, you could shecht ideally, because you could cover ideally everything with chachila, you know, everything's good, everything's fine. That's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says, you can't shecht with chachila, because maybe you're going to come, because then you're going to have to cover the dirt, you're not going to cover the dirt. However, if you shecht, so then you could cover the dirt. You could cover the blood with dirt. Good? That's point number one. Bullet point number two is that this whole Gemara is talking about when there's a deck of notes stuck in the ground, a spade stuck in the ground. What does the spade do? Yeah?
This spade is in the case of Modim, or this is even Beis Hillel says you can shecht it?
I mean, even does Beis Shammai even say that you need a spade stuck in to do it with chachila? Is that what you're asking?
No, I don't think
so. Oh, okay, good, okay, that's a great question.
Beis Hillel has two cases. He has one where you can shecht, that's only if you have afar, that's Muchan Mevod Yom.
Okay.
And he agrees that if you do shecht, then you should yak for b'dekar v'chaser.
So I think it's the latter one. The latter one.
I thought the circumstances were the same for both. Or not?
Could be. That's what we're gonna find out. You're asking an excellent point. Let's hold that. See if the end of the chabur that still stays. Because I have to fully cheshbon that out. Because I think the answer to your question is the latter one. It may not make a difference.
From the Gemara, but, just the Gemara, the title of the Gemara is in the last case.
I think so. Meaning that even Beis Hillel, we're talking about Beis Hillel is talking about. Remember, Beis Hillel says that after you shecht it already, and now you're allowed to cover according to Beis Hillel, you're only allowed to cover the blood if there was a spade stuck there from Erev Yom Tov. That's bullet point number two. And bullet point number three over here is that regardless of anything, there's a malacha involved here, perhaps, that you're creating a hole, or any other malacha that you could think of, with the Gemara, Rashi, with few Binyan, Harisha, whatever all these issues are. You don't actually violate the malacha d'oraisa because the Gemara says it's ein tzrich l'gufa, meaning you don't need the actual, you're not needing the hole for the hole's sake. You're only making a hole to get the dirt so you could use the dirt for something else. So that's not an actual malacha. That's only a pater avo aser malacha. It's called malacha she'ein tzrich l'gufa. I don't need that, right? Everybody, we know this. People throw this around, you know, for anything you want to do on Shabbos. You know, just call around. Oh, yeah, it's mater because it's malacha she'ein tzrich l'gufa. You don't even have to actually think what you're saying. But if you go to, like, you know, you want a matir or anything, just say malacha she'ein tzrich l'gufa. Fine. And you also sound smart, because I know one knows what malacha she'ein tzrich l'gufa actually is, so no one could actually challenge you. Fine. But what that means is basically, I think, is that you're not actually using the hole, you're using the dirt, so it's like a byproduct, so it's not a malacha d'oraisa. Fine. However, let me highlight that third bullet point, is that it's still pater avo aser. Meaning, you're still not ideally allowed to dig a hole on yontif, even though you're not actually doing a malacha, because you don't need the hole, you only need the dirt to cover up the blood, you're still not allowed to do that with chachil. Okay, good, everything's good so far, I think so, yeah? I don't see so many... Okay, good, so you're already in step two. Good, now I'm going to give you first dibs at it, because we're going to go around in circles here. So now let's put all three bullet points together, and that's going to be the point of this chabur. And we'll see Rishonim kind of like diverge, totally. First, let's give a disclaimer. Disclaimer for the chabura. Is on Daf Yod in Yod Aleph, this whole Gemara, like, is discussed again. And according to Tosfos, everything changes. And Rabbeinu Tam. So for simplicity's sake, is we're not dealing with that shita. There's a Rabbeinu Tam later on, which is kind of like the elephant of the sugya. I try to pick out, like, the elephants of the sugya as opposed to the flies of the sugya. You know, you want to hit the main topic as opposed to the, you know, the small topics. So probably the elephant of the sugya is probably that Rabbeinu Tam. We're not going to discuss that Rabbeinu Tam because no one saw that field. I really haven't seen that field. And there's a Tosfos over there. But there are other Rishonim who argue with Rabbeinu Tam. We're in those Rishonim Shita. So just so if you see anything quoted and like it doesn't make any sense with this chabura, that's why. Okay. So once we have that disclaimer, so now let's put all these 3 points together. So now what's the machlokas beishamim beisilel? Beishamim beisilel seem to say, one says, ideally you're allowed to shecht and cover the blood. And the other one says, beisilel says, you're not ideally allowed to shecht, only if you're shecht already, you can cover the blood already. So, the simplest way, I think, of understanding the Gemara, I'm going to show you one school of Rishonim now, and I'm going to show you another school of Rishonim. So school one of Rishonim, we'll call it the Rush and Tosis. We'll call it the Rush. So the Rush is school of Dawn. Well, let's talk out the Machlokas. So why does Beis Hillel say you're not a Shecht ideally? Anyone have any thoughts? Now that we've said bullet point 1, 2, and 3, this is going to be interactive. So, because all you have to know is these 3 bullet points, and then we can put it all together. So, why would Beis Hillel say you're not allowed to Shecht l'chadchila? Anyone?
The Gemara didn't seem to conclude, but based on the wording of the Mishnah, my impression was that the Shefar Kira is Ela Im Kein Halo Afar Muchan Nivod Yom.
So you're saying so because there's no Afar Muchan.
Yeah, it seems.
Okay.
It sounds like Muksa, but I couldn't.
Okay, good. Now I can tell you much simpler. See, that's outside of my 3 bullet points.
Right.
Because if you notice, I didn't mention the word Hachana, or Muchan, or Muksa in these 3 bullet points. I think and I'm going to hold you, because you're going to be the second style of Rishonim. But the first style of Rishonim, the first, like this Rush, use my 3 bullet points. Why would Beis Hillel say you're not allowed to lechadchila? I gave you the answer. Because it's Patr Abul Aser. Because bullet point number 3 was Malacha She'en Tzvicha L'Gufa. You can't ideally do it. So simply put, I would have imagined, based on just the text of our Gemara, the 3 bullet points, which is just a summation of Zayin Rebbeis Dechesim and Aleph, is that Beis Hillel would say you can't ideally shecht and then cover the blood, because why? Because it's a melacha shein tzricha gufa patur abu aser. No, so what's going to be my next question? So why does Beis Shammai say you're allowed? What's the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? This is simple. We're going to do it elementary because we're going to build up point by point. And you have to have an answer for me because you can't go to the next step until we get answers. So what would Beis Shammai respond? Let's have this discussion. Beis Shammai responds back, but Beis Shammai sounds in the Mishnah that it's even l'chachila. So how's Beis Shammai going to do? What's Beis Shammai going to move? How's Beis Shammai going to deal? Beis Shammai says l'chachila, you're allowed to do enter yourself into a patur aval usher situation. That's crazy, right, Ari? He says you're allowed to shecht. He knows you're going to have to do kisei adam. He knows kisei adam is patur aval usher. Yet Beis Shammai says no, gezon teit. No. Simchas Yontif. Huh?
You know, so taking is Patra Avol. Maybe Kisoy Dam, the Mitzvah Kisoy Dam overrides the Patra Avol also? Just a stretch.
Maybe, hold that thought for 5 seconds, because that's great. But I'm going to use that in a little bit of a different context. I think you have a more simple answer.
But that's more if, according to Beis Hillel, if he's already done it, then Kisoy Dam would
overrides. Okay, good. Hold that discussion. I will give you the floor in literally 1 minute. You will have that discussion and we'll explain it. We'll come in. But let's do, because that's your right. Let's do simply first. Why does Beis Shammai say you're allowed to shecht l'chadchila? Simple answer is you just throw it on the rind, simchas yontif. Beis Shammai, I think, holds. And again, this is all within the Rush. I'm just not boring you. And I'll read it back into Tosis in a few minutes, because I think it's easier if we do it outside first. So what does Beis Shammai respond back to Beis Hillel? Beis Shammai says, I'm allowed to even shecht l'chadchila. And I'm even allowed to do kisei dam l'chadchila. Why? Because there's this concept called simchas yontif. Simchas yontif allows me, let me highlight this, allows me, according to Beis Shammai, to enter into a situation which I know will lead to me violating a avera of patur aval aser. Yeah? And therefore, according to that, the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is, does the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif allow me to enter in to a situation which will cause me to violate a Patr Aval, I'm calling that a Patr Aval Aser Malacha? Yeah? That's the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. And that's a pretty fundamental Machlokas. Good? Yeah.
Is that only, though, according to Beis Shammai, in such a situation where you have that or not, so you don't, like, how come it's not Deccan Rasbi, you know, it would still Deccan match.
Good. Excellent. Hold that. First, I have to put you on hold because we have to have your discussion before first. First, so what's up with Beis Hillel? Okay, so good. So far, we just explained this. If l'chachiva, you're allowed to enter into a situation which will violate a Patur Avosar. Does everyone agree to that? That's a valid approach outside. So, but why does Beis Hillel then allow you to shecht? Sorry, why does Beis Hillel allow you to cover the dam after you've already shechted? Right? Everyone agrees that Beis Hillel says that even after you've already shechted, you're allowed to cover the blood. Right? That was the Mishnah. Umodim Beis Hillel. Sorry, Modim Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel admits that even after you've shechted, once you've already shechted, you're allowed to cover the blood. Why? Does Simchas Yontif kick in after you've already shechted? Oh, so one school of thought is the Karban Nisanel, which is what you guys were discussing before, is that the mitzvah is asay now. Once you've already shechted, now the mitzvah of Kisui Adam kicks in. Once the mitzvah of Kisui Adam kicks in, that beats the Patur Avo Aser. But that doesn't allow you to shecht ideally. I mean, Beis Hillel says that mitzvah of Kisui Adam hasn't even come into fruition, hasn't even started to come into your mind yet, you know, before you've actually shechted. Once you've shechted, then you are the mitzvah as they come to. Another way to answer it is what you guys were discussing before. Is that what? Someone threw around, does mitzvah simchas yontif kick in according to Beis Hillel after you've already shechted? Meaning Beis Shammai says, you're even allowed to shecht l'chachila. Why? Because this mitzvah simchas yontif allows me to enter into a situation of pater avo aser. So what does Beis Hillel hold? Beis Hillel says, no, Simchas Yontif doesn't allow me to enter into a situation where I'm going to come to violate Patur Avosar. But once I'm already into that situation, once I've already shechted, now Simchas Yontif kicks in. That's you guys, you and Uri were discussing before.
But why, you're going to eat the animal regardless of whether you cover the blood.
Says the Marsha, you're going to eat the animal regardless of whether you cover the blood or not.
Are you?
You are. Halakhically, you are allowed. Which is why they all give the mitzvah sase reason, the first reason that we gave. Good. Cover brius. Cover brius of covering the blood. Interesting. But still, you'd still be allowed to eat. Meaning, you'd still be allowed to eat the animal. I hear.
You don't really have to cover the blood.
You do. It's a mitzvah sase. You violate a mitzvah sase. Okay. But you're allowed to eat the animal if you don't cover the blood. It's not ma'akev eating the animal. So therefore, it's hard to say you're a mitzvah simchas yontif. I forgot who one of you said that. You're a mitzvah simchas yontif after. No, but you're not saying the mitzvah simchas yontif. It's hard to say according to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, I don't, there is no concept of simchas yontif which allows me to enter into a situation where I'm going to violate a patur avo aser. Oh, but once I've shechted already, now the mitzvah simchas yontif comes in. That's a little bit crazy. You can't really say that because once you've shechted, why does the simchas yontif change? You haven't fakered. You're even allowed to eat the animal now, you know. There's no more simchas yontif issue anymore. Therefore, you have to say that once you've already shechted, a new mitzvah saseh comes in of Kisei Adam, and that is knocks off the Patur Avos. To recap, we don't worry, finish exactly 9:30, don't worry, or before 9:30, never later. To recap, this rush is shittes, and I want to highlight this point. I want to highlight this because it's very, very cool how you see a Rishonim, like, read technical Gemaras, and they're going to come out with, like, fundamental differences. Like, you could, like, extrapolate. I don't know how to do this, but if you're really good at it, you could extrapolate to all Hilchas Yontif and all Hilchas Shabbos. Maybe you guys will take that, think about that this week. Is that according to the Rosh, there's a Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about fundamentally if this concept of Simchas Yontif will allow you to enter into a Patur Avo Aser. Beis Shammai says no. Beis Shammai says yes. Beis Hillel, who we paskin like, according to everyone except for that Rabbeinu Tam I mentioned earlier, so we paskin like says no. Meaning you are not allowed to claim simchas yontif to allow you to enter into a situation which will violate a patur avo aser. Now just the last point to be mentioned in this first Rosh Hashitah is, so why do I need Decker notes? Why did I, you guys all forgot about bullet point number 2, right? One second.
Well, because you had a malacha deraisa.
So one second, but back up, let's just ask the question. Why do I need Decker notes? Or do I need Decker notes in Beis Shammai's, but even Beis Hillel Shita? Okay, fine, so Beis
Hillel. Because
Well, let's back up.
How can you violate Nesir Deraisa?
What's the backup? Backup. According to Beis Hillel, now we're saying Amar l'shech l'charchiva, because Simchas Yontif can't beat out entering into a Pater Avasar. I am allowed to shecht. Once I did shecht, I am allowed to do Kisui Adam, according to Beis Hillel, either because of Simchas Yontif now kicks in, or because now there's a new assay of Kisui Adam. But what does that have to do with Decker Notes? What does Decker Notes having a spade stuck in the ground from beforehand have anything to do with Malacha? Where did that come from?
Preparing. Doesn't that get you out of the Malacha of Chorish?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Excellent. I wanted someone to ask me that. You know why? Because I think Chorish is already taken care of because it's a Malacha Shein Etzricha L'Gufa.
Okay, what about the Malacha? What about...
Every Malacha you mentioned to me, I'm going to tell you, it's a Malacha Shein Etzricha L'Gufa.
You reaffar Teikua.
Oh, hold on one second.
You reaffar Teikua.
Yeah, but that's step two. Forget about that. Don't mention that. That's irrelevant for this Chabur. I'm with you. Yeah, you do. But Malacha Shein Etzricha L'Gufa is all going to be... It's going to kill any Malacha. Throw out a Malacha. Let's all vibe. You could say 39 Malachas. Oh, hell. Taking care of Malacha Shein Etzricha L'Gufa. Whatever. The Gemara already kind of like...
Right.
Encompassed all malachas by saying malacha shein etzricha l'gufa over here. Unless you could come up with a malacha, which you could like explain why it's not malacha shein etzricha l'gufa. We already dealt with malacha shein etzricha l'gufa. So why do I need a Decker Notes? So I think, according to this style of Rishonim, this Rush, / Tosos, you need a Decker for a separate problem. Separate problem is hachana. Meaning, I have to have all my items prepared from Erev Yontif, and otherwise it's going to be a violation of Muksa. It has to be Mukhan mi ba'od yom. So the Decker Notes, taking the spade and sticking it in the ground before Yontif, takes care of a separate problem of Achana. Here's the question, answer this very carefully. Yeah, okay, fine. Answer this question very carefully. Yeah? Does it completely take care of Achana? Yeah, why not? Right? I think that's the answer to that question. Does Decker Notes completely take care of Achana? Yeah, you have no reason not to. You stuck the Decker in the ground. According to the style of Rishonim, that's not the whole discussion of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we just spent 20 minutes having a discussion between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about Malacha Shein Etzricha L'Gufa, about some Chas Yontif. Decker Notes takes care of a separate ancillary problem of Achana. But that's not the whole back and forth of our Gemara.
Can you explain that? What we yes. mean by taking care of
Achana? Sure. There are two things. There's the kinds of Malacha. This is an important point. There's a kind of malachas. You're not going to do malachas in Yontif. A separate problem, which has nothing to do with malacha, is the muktzah. Muktzah is it's like very hard to explain this to a 3-year-old. And like my daughter thinks you're not going to turn on a light on Shabbos because the light is muktzah. How do you explain? But you tell that to kids. Think about it. What do you tell your kids? You tell your kids that everything is muktzah. It's wrong. It's wrong. There's two concepts in Ilcha Shabbos Yontif. There's Malachos, and then there's Muksa. Muksa is separate. It's a Rabbanan with the rice, whatever it is. Assume it's the Rabbanan for just simple.
So the thing itself is Muksa, but if you prepare it before, then it's not Muksa.
So right, but that's a separate issue. There's nothing to do with Malachos.
Decker Notes, why don't you set it aside?
Okay, so Decker Notes is the way of the Gemara saying set aside, according to this. But that has nothing to do with Malachos. That's a separate discussion. And that's not the whole back and forth of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, because Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are dealing with something more important. Malachas, Malachas, Shein Tzricha L'Gufas, and Simchas Yontifs, and Aseis, Dochem, Malachas. Achana is just a separate. The Gemara says, V'usheish Decker Notes, just to take care of that Achana problem first. Fine. If you look, just for time's sake, if you look at Tosos, Chesem and Aleph, Dibur Masel V'Eino, just let's look at it quickly. He just has this whole 20 minutes of the Chabur and a little Tosos. Says the Einot Tzarchal Afar a Pater. This is the same as the Rush. The Rush speaks that. Mishum Davim Malacha Shein Etzricha L'Gufa Fanu Pater. The Tema to Imkain Pater Avo Aser L'Charchila. Right. According to Beis Shammai, this Tosus is in. So why, if it's Pater Avo Aser, am I allowed to Shech L'Charchila? Tosus Mishum Simchas Yontif Motar Afil L'Charchila. So I don't know. So according to this Tosus, what would Beis Hillel say? So that's what we spent the first 20 minutes discussing. Then Tosus says Vim Tomer Imkain Lomli Decker Notes. So what's the whole point of Decker Notes? Tosus says, Mikol Makom Bein and Sheimuchan Me'erev Yomtiv, for a separate problem of Achon. So Tosus now makes a lot of sense. I'm saying, like, if you realize Tosus is saying a pack, Tosus. Fine. Now, style number two of Rishonim. This will be a lot easier because it's going to be most of the same steps. Is the Rajba. Yeah? Rajba says, let's go through our thing. Mu'acha Shein Etzricha L'Gufa. So the same thing in Pater Avo Aser. All Mu'achas are Pater Avo Aser. Let's go back to our question. So why does Beis Shammai say you can shecht l'chadchila according to this style? So l'chor, because of Simchas Yontif again. This Rashba agrees to the Rosh. But then if you ask the question, so why does Beis Hillel say you can't shecht l'chadchila? So we have said up until now in the Rosh that Beis Hillel holds that the reason why you can't shecht l'chadchila is because why? Because Simchas Yontif does not allow you to enter into a Pater Avo Aser situation. That was what we said. The Rashba, although he doesn't say this explicitly, this is my interpretation of him, he agrees with, he says, Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai in that point. Beis Hillel says, no, I also say you're allowed, Simchas Yontif allows you to enter into a Pater Avo Aser. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, according to the Rashba, say that you're allowed to enter Pater Avo, Simchas Yontif allows you to enter into Pater Avo Aser. So why does Beis Hillel say, you ready for this? So why does Beis Hillel say you are not allowed to shecht l'chadchila? No? Because it's not muchan. There is no hachana. Muchan. I asked me the obvious question.
Decker notes.
Ready for this? I gotta read it to you because you would never believe me. You never believe me, the Rajba says. If you someone explains to me this Rajba, I'm telling you, you'll be my Rebbe Muvok. I'm saying like it makes no sense. It's crazy because it's a crazy concept. It's like Mamash like, says I made a term for it. You like take it or leave it. Quasi hachana. Listen to this. He says, Fasikna Vidafka. He's explaining Decker Notes. He says, Decker Notes takes care of Achan. He says, nevertheless, according to Beis Hillel, Afil Hachi v'charchiva lo yishchot v'Beis Hillel. The Kosavri, the Stam Decker Notes, eino hachono gemura lismoch aleha v'charchiva. So it's like quasi Achan. Like Decker Notes takes care of Hachana once you've already shechted. I mean, once you're ready.
So crazy. You didn't prepare the upper. The upper is still in the.
Rabbi said, is the Decker notes muchan or not muchan? Yes or no?
The Decker is, but the upper is not. That's why upper here muchan makes a lot more sense.
The upper tichuach takes care of the upper. I think we're assuming that the upper is muchan, or the upper is a type of upper which is okay. You think it's the upper? Okay, could be. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's the upper
so
which
use
is not.
The upper in order to cover the dam.
So in the upper is
having Decker in the ground, that lets you use any upper that's around that area now because of the Decker in the ground.
Okay, I'm gonna be a little bit harsh. You knew, so why b'di'evid are you allowed to do it? Why was it already shechted? B'di'evid, the rice is l'chadchila b'di'evid makes more sense when you do it with malachas.
Right.
The whole rush. It doesn't really make sense in achana.
Right.
Achana is achana. It's not achana.
Right.
So he says, afil hachi l'chadchila bo yishchot v'beisavel t'kusavri the stam Decker notes eino hachana gemura lismoch aleha l'chadchila. Abu, wait, let me just read the last five words. Abu im shachat, some can listen to this. Tikamuchan kitsas dummy. Pretty weird, right?
Okay.
It's a weird, no? It's a weird. No, it's crazy, no? It's like a quasi muchan. So when does yeah? It's,
maybe,
yeah, it's here.
Maybe because after typically you're done with the spade, you just stick it in the ground. It doesn't really show enough hachana to distinguish between
excellent.
The regular pitchfork in the ground versus your.
Oh, so I want to say exactly like Ari. I think that's exactly what I want to say. And it's also Ari. Also, we should mention Ari's grandfather's yard is a shloshim. Is your wife or your wife's grandfather's shloshim is the saint is mamish mechavin to the pshat in the Rashba. I think so. I think the pshat in the Rashba has to be that like in general. There's a shaiwa amongst Rishonim and Achronim. This like opens up a Pandora's box, so we're not going there now. But it's the right way to think about it. Is that what do you need to make something not moksa? Do you need a verbal declaration? Do you need a physical act? Do you need, you know, the Chassidim at the rocks in Meir Sharm at Karzan Shabbos? You know, what do they do to the rock Arab Shabbos? Do they pick up the rock before Shabbos? Do they talk about the rock Arab Shabbos? Do they like move the rock without talking about it? That's the shayla. What do you need to do to a rock or dirt or a spade to make it ice muksa, to make it not muksa? What do you have to do? So that's what Ari's really talking about. That's what the Rajba I think is saying. The Rajba is saying that like l'chadchila, you maybe really need to take the Decker notes, put on your gartel and say, you know, hinni muchan u'mezumin, that this Decker notes is going to be used on yont. This guy didn't do this. This guy has a pitchfork. It says v'chu sheyialo Decker notes. It says he has a pitchfork, and in fact, the Prichadish declares, he says, was this pitchfork there? Was it put there by you? Was it there already? The Prichadish discusses that question in a long piece, which I didn't go fully through, but the point is that he's bothered by this. The Gemara is not clear. So perhaps that's what the Rashba means when he says kemuchen ktsas dami. And he says that you can't do it because it's not real achana, because all you did was maybe place it there without thinking. But b'diavad, you could consider that kimuchan ktsas dami, because l'maisa you have a pitchfork prepared from Erev Yontif. Now what I want to highlight, and this is with the last 1 minute, is that it's pretty cool because just between the assuming we pass in like Beis Hillel. So there's two huge machlokes in between the Rosh's interpretation of Beis Hillel and the Rashba's interpretation of Beis Hillel. According to the Rosh, the reason why Beis Hillel can't shecht l'chatchila is because you can't have Simchas Yontif enter into a violation of a pater avoser. Right? That's the Rashba clearly argues with that because he has to give a totally different reason. And on the second huge machlokes is the Rashba says, according to Beis Hillel, a Decker notes, just sticking a Decker note stam into the ground, is not considered a bona fide achana. As opposed to the Rosh, the first school of thought doesn't give that reason, perhaps holds that is, even according to Beis Hillel, a bona fide achana, just sticking a pitchfork, a spade into your ground, without necessarily thinking or without necessarily designating, is a bona fide achana. So you have two huge, divergent, you know, machlokas, which should be relevant for all of Hilchas Simchas Yontif and all halachas of achana, in this Rashba and Rosh, on a technical words of who sheesh old Decker notes, which seemingly you read through it, don't even think about it. Shkoyach, guys. Again, Josh's mother should have a Nuiya for Neshama.